Hello and welcome to Your Life is a Miracle with Micaeus. Just start with a deep breath. Just ask yourself this question. How often do you slow down? How often do you slow your roll just to look around? As I write you, or as I record for you, I'm in a park in the city of Madrid in Spain. There are many trees around me. It's very beautiful. Just noticing the leaves as they move in the wind. The vibrant colors of the green, the yellow, the browns. It's always really important for me to remember that nature is my nurturer. I read a really interesting article recently that was talking about how when we put our feet into the ground, we experience the process of grounding, and that there's actually much scientific research right now to back that up that has to do with positive and negative ions. That in the earth there is a kind of ion, and in our feet there is a kind of ion, and by just walking each day in the grass with your feet on the ground, it can just be very balancing to your entire body, to the alkaline levels of your body. So that's been my practice this week, is every day making it to the park, if just to walk around with my feet in the grass for 20 minutes. So I know that this is a practice for me, because at first it was something that I felt like was uncomfortable. And I'm always confronted with a practice is something that expands you, that moves you beyond something that you normally would do, or something that feels uncomfortable to do. So I know that what's true for me is I can be like, yeah, I don't have time to do that. Yeah, like that sounds great, but like I have things to do. I have other things to do. I feel clean. Like, why would I go to the park and it's like windy and polleny, and then I put my feet in the ground and then like my feet are dirty. It's interesting, because one of the things that I've realized over doing this is like my feet don't feel dirty at all when I'm walking in the grass, and I just feel like a calm release. There was a point when I was studying Buddhism when I was maybe like 17, 18 years old. I remember I had long hair at that time, and I would kind of like have it all, you know, sprayed down perfect with a little bit of gel and hairspray so it didn't, you know, look frizzy or anything. And I remember that I would just always have my rubber band on real tight. And when I would come home in the evening, I would put on some reggae music. And as soon as I got home from my drive, from wherever I was doing yoga class or meditation class or dancing class, I would put on this reggae music. I would stop in the parking lot and I would just run my fingers through my hair and mess my hair all up. And it felt so good. So freeing to get out of the like pinned up, buttoned up Micaeus. Perfect image. I would sit on my car, on top of my car on the hood, and I would listen to the music, the sweet reggae music. I would look up at the stars, and I lived in the country at that time, so I could see all of the stars and the moon. And that's what's always available to you. This peace. when we allow ourselves to become unbuttoned, to get messy, to walk in the dirt, there is an experience of that that's like, ah, so freeing. It's the reason that we get drunk, you know? Or whatever it is that we do. We have wild sex, or we have whatever. It is a moving away from the norm, the buttoned up self, the idea that you are supposed to be doing something or be somebody specific, and that it has to look this way, because if it doesn't look this way, it's weird. So I'm in Spain, and here, what's true for me is there are many social constructs. Like, if you have not said hello to Jose, you better say hello to Jose, because if you don't, then he will think that you're kind of rude. And Maria last week fell and sprained her ankle, so if you don't say your condolences, people will think that you're rude. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's a different way of being. Whatever culture you come from, we have all these things that we carry that are like so serious, like we have to do them. And I think it's okay that we do them. But there is a way that we can sort of like do them that's unique to us. There's a way, I believe, that we can be in society that doesn't feel so like so much pressure, like we have to do this thing. Perhaps get some joy from doing this thing, or we can even just say, like, is this even something that I want to do? Not to mean that we completely forget about the feelings of others, but can you reflect on your life of where you might be saying yes to something that's just, it's not quite for you? I keep getting really short haircuts on the side, and I keep getting bad haircuts, and I'll come home and I'll fix it and I'll obsess about it and I'll get it to perfection. And today I thought, after I did all that process, I was like, maybe there's something in the discomfort for me here. Maybe I keep getting these bad haircuts for a reason. I was like, okay, let me get curious about it. As I got curious about it, I was like, I don't think that my inner aspect feels like it matches my outer aspect. I feel like I almost like have a haircut that's just like what I'm supposed to do. It's like, what would it be like just to play with that? To just like get messy and be like, what if I just don't cut it for 3 years? What could that look like? So this podcast is called Your Life is a Miracle. And what's true for me is that when we step outside of our routines and you know, the ways that we think that we're supposed to be, that there is just a whole other world available to you. I did a talk maybe a year ago, and it was called Look Up, and it was about walking in the city and sort of looking down, or just looking at street level, you would only see graffiti, or particularly where I am in Madrid, you know, maybe gum on the ground or on the trees, or people had peed on the ground, or dogs had taken a shit, or whatever experience. You see the busyness of the street, people running, people. Or you could just tilt your vision a little bit up. Begin to see the tops of the buildings, the mid to tops of the buildings is one of the most beautiful parts of Madrid. Perhaps that's true about your city. And you begin to see a whole different perspective. I remember one time I was at the gym and I was stretching and I was upside down and I started to watch all these people as they walked by, and it just looked so funny the way their body bounced. Because I was watching them from upside down, and it was like, wow, such a different perspective to watch how these people move their bodies. And it looked almost comical, not like the serious other person over there doing that thing. So that's the thing for me, is as I sit here in the park, and slow down and am not resting in, I need to read this book, I need to get this done, I need to do that thing, I'm able to see that there's a miracle that's always in front of me. It is in the greenness of the trees. It is in the wind that caresses my skin in the perfect way. It is in my heartbeat that just knows how to beat to keep me alive. My lungs that just know how to take in the perfect amount of oxygen so that all of my organs work in unison perfectly, so I can get up every day and go for walks in the park. Everything around you is a miracle. It's not just a happenstance. It's too orderly. It's too perfectly orchestrated to be just a random happenstance that we exist, that our bodies function, that nature works, that we have seasons. Just get slow for long enough, and that will be so true for you. So I'm very grateful for you. I'm grateful for your existence, for being here. This conversation is about a new paradigm, a new way of being. It is recontextualizing our life. So you can follow me on Apple Podcasts, on Anchor, on virtually all of the other podcast platforms. Your life is a miracle with Mikaeus. I love you.